So I was watching the Olympics. You know what I thought? I thought to myself, we should have a podcast Olympics. We really should have a podcast Olympics, because you can just think of the possibilities of doing. You take the idea that they did on It's All About Me with the parade, right? The virtual parade and whatever. And instead what we do is we play the podcast and we do that commentator thing over the top of them.
Big Fat, he's setting up the joke now. This is his third attempt now to try to make this joke, and don't know if he's gonna. Oh, misses the pronunciation on that. Oh, well, that's going to cost him. The Russian judge is really going to nail him on that one.
We got to deduct some points for Poodle McDoodle in the background.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh, misses the pronunciation on that. Oh, well, that's going to cost him.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1582 of the BFO for Monday the 17th of February 2014. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about the horror weekend, and there was something in the P.O. box. Hello, George Lincolnus.
Big Fatty.
Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you are George Lincolnus today, because y'all, today in the U.S. of A., y'all, it is President's Day, and y'all, it is when we combine the celebrations of exiting the birth canal of Abraham Lincoln and George Washington, and that's why you're George Lincolns.
Fatty, could we be Abraham Washington's?
No, that would not make any sense.
Yes, Big Fatty.
We're going to get Gen Week kicked off here.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Now, y'all, you'll remember a couple of weeks ago we got a package in the P.O. box from the Live It Up Test Kitchen. And, y'all, we had five samples of gins. We had the Tanqueray. We had the Bombay Blue Sapphire. We had the Seagram's. We had the Hendrick.
Big Fatty, is that cute Hendrick in perfume Germany?
No, but he might have some juices that are
Big Fatty vulgar.
And then the last one, what is that one? The Miller's gin. And I'm just re-evaluating the instructions that came with this. And it says, be sure to record your verbal evaluation of each sample. What did you like about it? What didn't you like about it? How does it compare to your favorite brand? Would you be willing to purchase this item in the future? Please note any distinctive colors, fragrances, flavors, and packaging characteristics you find desirable or undesirable. Now, y'all, this puts me in a bit of a quandary, because one of these is the Tanqueray. And, you know, that is what Big Fatty drinks. I don't think that I am a good test subject here. So I am going to send Poodle.
Yes, Big Fatty.
And the Squeaky Kitty into the test kitchen, and they're going to go in there, and they're going to make them a Tanqueray and
Big Fatty. We get to drink.
You're going to drink today only, okay? The rest of them I'm going to do, but since I already have a bias on this, I don't think it's fair for me to evaluate this one. So Poodle, and here's the bottle.
Big Fatty, it's so big. Oh, Big Fatty, I dropped it.
I think that'll be more than enough gin for you and the Squeaky Kitty to go, and y'all just go on in there in the kitchen, and y'all fix that up, and you sip it in there and make your notes, and then come back at the end of the little show.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Yeah, Gutsy, y'all, another reason I've got Poodle and Squeaky Kitty drinking the Tangeray is, y'all, my throat is still a little blech. So I'm having some Theraflu while they're in the kitchen taste testing the Tangeray. And, y'all, I taste tested a lot of Tangeray this weekend, and I'll tell you about that, because, y'all, it's the weekend report. Told you that Granny and I got over there. We left in record time and got over there to the Horror Hotel and got all checked in and everything. And, y'all, there was a very small crowd there on Thursday night. And, y'all, I can't remember if I mentioned that the Poon star that was coming couldn't get there because of snow. He lives up there in the New York City. Yes, I did remember mentioning that. We went out and we tried to, y'all, Augusta really did get it hit hard with the power outages. So we went out to look for some supper, and y'all, there weren't many. I mean, the power had come on in the downtown area, so it, of course everybody was going down into the downtown area. Oh dear. Oh, Lord. Oh, they're arguing about who gets the first sip. Oh, Lord. Okay, y'all need to hush. Y'all need to hush up. Okay, anyway. Drink responsibly. Whatever that means. Anyway, y'all, we ended up going to this little restaurant. It's a place I'd been when I was over there before. They had the good desserts. And, y'all, I was hell-bent and determined I was going to get me a dessert. And, y'all, the place, they were operating on a skeleton staff. And, y'all, the staff just kept apologizing. We're sorry everything's taking so long. And we're like, and there was a party of nine of us, I think. We're like, we understand, you know, it's okay. We're not in a hurry, you know, it's all good. And we sat there, and Big Fatty had a cone beef, a sandwich with jalapeno peppers, and some sort of Swiss cheese. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you, the dairy made me start tooting. Bah! Anyway, let's see, what was I saying? I don't know. It's hard to do this without Poodle, but anyway, they're in there enjoying the gin. But y'all, and one of the guys ordered a solid and jambalaya, and y'all, all of us had gotten our, he got a solid, and all of us had gotten our meals, and he still hadn't gotten his, and so we brought it to the waiter's attention, and then the waiter, oh, I'm so sorry, and you know, and y'all, he brought him back a bowl of gumbo. And he ate it, and it was delicious, and, it, you know, it was along the same lines. And then he came back to the table, and he says, I'm going to talk to my manager. I brought you gumbo, or they gave me gumbo instead of jambalaya in the kitchen, and we're just going to give everybody half off their ticket. So, y'all, here we are, and, you know, and because you've waited so long and been so patient and everything, y'all, and we were just cutting the fool and having a good time and everything, and y'all, quite frankly, we felt blessed. We just felt blessed to have a place to go and get something to eat. But y'all, I think everybody their tip for their meal was as large as the tariff for the meal. But and y'all, it was real good, and nobody was complaining about anything or anything like that. Oh, Lord. Oh, they're evaluating it now. Oh, they think it tastes like a pine tree. Oh, very refreshing. Refreshing. Okay. Oh, okay. All right. All right. Y'all need to hush up. Hush up. Hush up. All right. Thank you. All right. But anyway, and then that was on Thursday night. Y'all, then on Friday, y'all, we got up to go get us some brufkas, and y'all, everything was real crowded. So y'all, we went to the Walmart, and it had the Super Center, and y'all, it looked like you had walked into a refugee country. It was like you had gone over there to the Budapest, where the number one fan of the BFO, that's that Hat M. Y'all, the shelves were just empty. You know, y'all, I thought we were going to have to hold out a tin cup or something like that. Y'all, we got in there, and y'all, they had the Jimmy Dean croissant sandwich. So y'all, we got some of those, and then we had a microwave, and we went back to the Harbor Hotel. And y'all, also, I had a coupon for y'all. The Oreo has come out with new flavors of Oreo, and I got the lemon and the birthday cake. And y'all, it was a taste test this weekend. It's kind of like the test kitchen, but it was with the new Oreos. And y'all, the lemon ones are delicious. I highly recommend them. And the birthday cake are okay, although there's an artificial sensory something. I don't know if it's the taste or the smell or whatever, but there's just something a little artificial about it. It tastes good, but there's just something that hit me as artificial. And it ain't birthday cake between an Oreo. And these are the golden Oreos. So I got a couple of packages of those, and Granny tried them, and he liked the birthday cake better than the lemon, but I like the lemon better than the birthday cake. And y'all, I got me a Slim Jim, cause the next day on Saturday, that y'all, they're gonna have the mimosas and the Bloody Marys. And you know, y'all, I wasn't quite sure I was gonna like this Bloody Mary. We got the Mr. Ms. T Bloody Mary mix, and y'all, I think the Zing Zang is the one that you ought to use, or you come up with your own, y'all. And I can attest that these were not as good as the ones that the last Laughing Buddha, the spam ambassador of the BFO for forever. Anyway, he and I had them at the Hell's Kitchen, and y'all, those were delicious. And they had a dill pickle in them, I think. But anyway. I had one of the Bloody Marys, and we got the spicy and the regular, and kind of mixed them together so it wouldn't be too spicy for folks. But it was okay. I could have easily turned that down, and it didn't have the rimming or anything like that. Yeah, and I know if Poodle was here, she would say that sounded vulgar. But anyway, anyway, then on Friday night, I was watching some of the Olympics and all that kind of stuff. Y'all, that's that Theraflu. And in fact, I'm going to have another sip of it. One moment, please.
Trademark Vera Charles.
And y'all, quite frankly, Friday was just a day of relaxation and just hanging out with friends and just having a good time. And then Friday night we went to the Mellow Mushroom and got a pizza pie. Y'all, I got the gluten free meat lovers, and y'all, it was quite good. And I had a garden salad, and I only ate half of it, so I brought the other half back. I figured I'd have that as a snicker snack, a late night snicker snack. And and Granny had he tried the gluten free also and liked it and all, and he had a garden salad also, and y'all, he brought his other half back, and I think he ate it later on that Friday evening. Oh Lord, what? Oh Lord, they're finished. Oh no, no, you do not need another. Yeah, y'all just sit down. Yeah. Yeah, let me finish the little show. Okay, yeah. Y'all have been overserved. Oh Lord. I may have to go in there and check on the. Oh. 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 Okay. Well, that was abrupt. But anyway, but y'all, we came back, and Big Fatty was kind of fighting this this bug thing. It's not really flu. It was just it became a nagging cough for me. And so I while we were out, I got me some NyQuil, and normally I can take NyQuil and it'll knock me out for a couple of hours, and then I wake up. But y'all, it knocked me out, and I was out like a light. I didn't do anything on Friday night. Granny went over to the bar next door, and I don't know if there was any kind of inappropriate touching or anything like that. But I was out like a light. So Big Fatty got a good night's sleep. I felt much better on Saturday, and y'all, we got up and went and had brofkas, and it was good brofkas, and we just, you know, again, just visited and chitter chatted and all. And then on Saturday afternoon and Saturday evening, y'all, there was some inappropriate touching, and it was a lovely event, and y'all, they had a lot of people there, and I think everybody that came had a good time, and so anyway, that's pretty much that. Let's just see. What else was I going to tell you about the weekend, y'all? And then we had the drive back. And, y'all, we listened to little shows on the drive back. And Granny, on the way back, he couldn't understand who Daniel was. And I said, well, that's that you and Daniel played poker a lot at the Pride Fort. Well, that doesn't sound like him. And I just can't. He just couldn't get it in his head that Daniel was Daniel, but based on his voice. Now, I think Daniel's got a distinct voice, but anyway, he just couldn't. But you know, he's Granny. He's just Granny, and so on the drive back, we got us a little breakfast, a little brofkas sandwich, and y'all, I had a Dr. Stone moment. Speaking of the test kitchen, I had a Dr. Stone moment when I got back here to the Fat Cave. Y'all, I could not get that door open fast enough. Y'all, I thought it was going to be Shark Week again instead of Gen Week. But it was almost a catastrophe. I almost felt like Joey Bukkake. So anyway, y'all, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4 cards. They're cards here, and y'all, I think they're Valentine's. Let me just say who they're from: Timmy Sims and Jimmy Bear and the Robs, and from Princess Hannah. But y'all, I hate to open them with Poodle passed out in the kitchen. So y'all, I think I'm gonna hold on to these and wait and open them tomorrow when Poodle and Squeaky Kitty are feeling better. I think that's the fair thing to do, because y'all, they I have a feeling they're gonna be sloppy drunk in there. And y'all, I will be sampling the rest of the gin as the week goes. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely week. Just a couple of serious notes here. I want to send out deep condolences to Mr. 1234 himself, Mr. Michael Sage. He had a tragic death in his family over the weekend, and so our hearts go out to him. And we also want to send out congratulations to J.C. Marple and Cabba. They've decided they're going to get married. Y'all, you heard Daniel and Adam at the beginning of today's little show. And Adam, could you just stutter and stammer as Daniel closes out the show?
Oh, misses the pronunciation on that. Oh, well, that's going to cost him.
Oh, you did it perfect, Adam. Just as if you were Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com. And you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruin@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.